Chapter 3 Costumes, Glitter, and DIY. Burlesque dancers must make the audience dream. If you want to be a professional performer, you have to give your audience something they don't see in everyday life. Unless your act involves you not looking glamorous, I would highly recommend checking out Tushy LaTata in her Hetty Remembers routine, for example. She plays an elderly woman in a hilarious comedy routine. Then stepping on stage should be the occasion to look the part. Whether that means looking like the most glamorous version of yourself, or looking like a completely different persona you've created. You don't need to be the fittest, slimmest, nor the most conventionally pretty girl in the room. That's the beauty of burlesque. All bodies and physiques are accepted. However, you need to look the part. And that means not stepping on the stage like you would step out to do your food shopping. Not even like you would dress for a night out. Burlesque is all about performance. Everything has to be bigger and shinier than in everyday life. Bigger hair, bigger lashes, shinier outfits. Professional burlesque dancers know all the tricks to make themselves look $1 million before they step on the stage. You can learn too, and soon you'll learn to dazzle like Dita herself. Your first burlesque outfit. Your first burlesque outfit might be pretty basic. It all depends where and how you start. So for the next couple of paragraphs, let's assume you went with the group classes option, with a professional burlesque dancer as a teacher, or with a workshop option. You might not know if you ever intend to step on a stage yet. It could be your first lesson. No teacher will ask you to spend all your hard-earned money in a brand new outfit for a beginner's class. And often, you will find you already have the basics at home. Even more so if you're into vintage style. To start with, anything that might be stripped or peeled easily and sexily is your friend. You rarely see burlesque dancers wearing trousers on stage, for example. With the exception of trousers that can be ripped at once. As they are a bit difficult to remove nicely. This is the same reason why typically any top worn on stage will have buttons, lace, or a zip at the front. Try taking off a turtleneck in a sensual manner. Of course, it depends on the effect you're looking for, but my goal here is to give you a general overview. At the beginning, stick to things you won't get stuck in. Skirts, shirts, blouses, button dresses. This is for the outerwear part. Now, for what you might want to wear underneath, let's explore a few common items. Underwear, heels, and corsets. As I explained earlier, usually you won't even have to strip for your first few classes. You might only pretend and take off additional underwear, sometimes knickers. So at the beginning, you will possibly use whatever lingerie you already have to test the moves out. However, this won't do to go on stage later on, and you might want to either invest in some showgirl underwear, addresses to follow later in this book, or pimp your own with some DIY glitter / tassels / feathers, etc. You probably have some heels at home. Don't be scared to dig out your fanciest pair. As far as height goes, different performers have different tastes. Dita Von Teese has her bespoke Louis Vuittons. Toxic Cherry performs in 7-inch pleaser shoes. Betsy Rose Royal has a whole routine endpoint. It comes down to the style of routine you choose. Many performers also opt for a ballroom dance shoe, so that they're free to dance and still look glamorous in high heels. I would still recommend wearing high heels to get used to dancing in them. Performers make it look easy, but you might feel like Bambi on ice at first. corset/waist clincher. Now, there's one part of your first outfit you might not be familiar with. Corsets are the ones that cover your waist and breasts, whereas waist clinchers, as the name indicates, stop underneath. Again, if you're starting with classes or a workshop, you might not have one at first. I remember when I took my first burlesque lessons, my teacher, Lulu Lockett, would show us how to take off a corset, and I'd try to reproduce the moves without having one in the first few weeks. The first corset I got was pretty cheap, black with some white lace. And the first few times I tried to take it off whilst dancing, I got stuck midway. So if you intend to practice burlesque seriously, I definitely recommend getting a corset or waist clincher from the start. Now, not all burlesque dancers use corsets in their routines, but it is definitely a staple. Not only do corsets and waist clinchers make your figure stand out, but it's also an item that can be removed in various interesting manners. Playing with the bow at the back, toying with the audience by removing the front slowly, or on time with the music. Playing hide and seek once the corset is open. Don't be tempted by a pretty but cheap option to perform on stage. You can find corsets, very cheap corsets, online, but they will have plastic underwiring. That's fine to learn how to take off a corset in class, but cheap corsets don't last long on stage. I made the mistake of buying a beautiful corset with plastic underwiring for a routine. The color was perfect to match the rest of my outfit. Exactly what I was looking for. I think I only wore it twice on stage before the underwiring started poking through the fabric. Granted, the routine was pretty energetic. On top of that, it really hurt as it poked my skin too whilst dancing. Ideally, you want to get a steel-boned corset. You can find decent options around £50/$70 these days. But a good corset can set you back double that, and a customized option usually starts around £200/$300. Suspenders and stockings and nipple pasties. Another item you might not necessarily have in your wardrobe, and another burlesque staple. If you take burlesque lessons or go to a workshop, I can guarantee you will learn how to take off stockings. Again, not all performers choose to remove stockings on stage. At the risk of repeating myself, there are almost as many style of routines as there are performers. But stocking removal is definitely part of the vast majority of routines. They are incredibly versatile on stage. You may remove them slowly and sensually, play with the beat of the song, tease the audience, show off your flexibility, do it standing up, sitting down, whilst doing the splits. If you take classes, you will probably learn tricks to remove them in a variety of ways you never imagined. Now, suspenders and stockings are the classic getup. This is what the burlesque stars wore during the golden era. And if you want to go for a classic showgirl feel, you might want to opt for this option. Suspenders are, of course, compulsory if you wear stockings, and they will add a sexy vintage feel to your routine. Many performers also choose to wear hold-ups these days. Less vintage, but easier to keep up. At the beginning, you might want to try both and see how you feel. Nipple tassels slash pasties. Okay, now, if these are your first steps into the world of burlesque, it's likely you don't have those in your wardrobe. Nipple tassels or pasties are these little patches burlesque dancers wear on their nipples, as the names indicate. They were invented in the 1950s to circumvent strict morality laws. Ziegfeld dancer and burlesque legend Carrie Finnell is credited for first adding tassels to her pasties and making them twirl. Tassel twirling is still part of many routines to this day. Nowadays, they are not only worn to hide, Pasties and tassels are an integral part of a costume. You can buy them ready-made, or you can order custom pasties or tassels to match your outfit. You can even learn how to make your own with tutorials and a lot of patience. If you're taking classes, your teacher might lend you some to try on a t-shirt. I think we learned about tassel twirling after a few classes when I first started. If you're starting on your own, get yourself a pair to try to spin them. It's not as easy as it sounds, but once mastered, you'll definitely want to throw some twirling into your routines. Props. Toy with a few small props to start with. If you're taking lessons, your teacher might tell you what to bring or lend you some items. The first burlesque prop I played with in class was a tiny feathered fan. Gloves are also a rather common item of clothing in burlesque class and on stage. Anything you might be able to peel to make the tease last. Long gloves that go up your elbow look great and, like stockings, are very versatile in a routine. You can take them off slowly, finger by finger, using your hands or your mouth. The most important thing is to check that they fit just right when you buy them, or else you might get stuck or lose one before the chosen moment. You might want to play with hats also, or your teacher might suggest you bring one. A hat can be a brilliant accessory in a routine, allowing you to pick it up to hide or reveal, just like you would do with a small fan. This list is non-exhaustive, but it aims to give you an idea of what to expect during your first few burlesque lessons. Or, if you're learning at home, it will help you with figuring out where to start costume-wise. Of course, the more you feel confident, the more you learn and the more you grow as a performer. The more your on-stage outfit might look completely different from this beginner starter kit. To give you a personal example, my very first on-stage outfit consisted in a zip-up skirt, suspenders and stockings, a corset, and nipple tassels. One of my last routines involved a gigantic tutu, an elaborate LED cake hairpiece, and long floating feathered cuffs. Be as creative as you want. Burlesque finances. How to cover your costs and learn to DIY. DIY is a burlesque dancer's best friend. Unless you can afford to spend hundreds or thousands on costumes, learning a few tricks to make your outfit stand out is a must. A burlesque routine takes time to develop if you want it to be at a professional level, and both your moves and costumes must be stage ready. People who come to a burlesque show want to see something they don't see in everyday life. But no worries. You can learn to sell them the dream even if you're on a budget. Being a professional burlesque dancer is not all glamour and parties. For a 4 to 5 minute routine performed on stage, there are months spent in rehearsals and working on an outfit and props. Like with any profession, burlesque dancers have to take into account financial realities. If you have some funds dedicated to starting your burlesque career, then you can hire other people, seamstresses, headpiece makers, people who embellish shoes and tassels, to help your vision come to life. Otherwise, get ready to make the acquaintance of glue guns and sewing machines. A customized corset can easily set you back a few hundred, and embellishing anything with Swarovski crystals will look amazing, but takes a lot of time. Something that is reflected in the cost if you have it made for you. Making their own costume is actually part of the fun for many performers. Besides, it allows you to express your creativity and to update your outfit or fix it if needed without having to go to someone to do it every time. DIY is also a way to make your costume stand out from the crowd, and it really lets your burlesque personality shine through. A few tips to keep your costs down. Now, for some basic financial advice to start your burlesque career. Nothing scary, just a few tips to keep in mind. Whilst to start with, you will probably only have one routine to perform as a newcomer. You need to have a set of a few different routines for promoters to book once you start working as a dancer professionally. That means a different costume for each routine. Now, if you're just starting, best focus on making your first outfit as beautiful and professional as possible. But don't forget every costume will need the same time and care. Don't forget the costume has to pay for itself in the long run. If you constantly create new routines with new expensive costumes, burlesque will be a rather expensive hobby. But if you want to work as a burlesque dancer, you need to keep costs in mind so that you don't end up in debt. For example, if your first costume ends up costing $300 for basic materials, $150 in rhinestones, and $30 in sewing material, you will need to make $480 before you actually start making money. This is taking the costume only into account, and not the hours you've spent rehearsing the routine, nor the room you might have rented to rehearse in if you don't have space at home. And it doesn't take transportation costs into account either. Even if you perform in your hometown, you will probably have to take a few buses or taxi/car in case of big props or late night finish. If you perform away, you will have to take into account train or plane costs. Those can be covered by the promoters, but not always, so keep track of your accounting. Then you might want to invest into a professional website and business cards, which entails having professional pictures taken. A lot of photographers offer TFP, time for print, deals, but if you want something specific, or pictures of your acts/you and your costumes, you might have to hire someone specifically. You might not earn much for each show at first until you start having some experience, a performer CV, and videos to show, and a bit of a following. Let's say you make $70 per show in the example above. Your costume will have paid for itself after 7 shows, without taking additional costs like transport, time, and marketing into account. Of course, there is the old saying, you have to spend money to make money, but you might want to keep the spending reasonable. You might be looking at big burlesque stars like Immodesty Blaze and dream about her dazzling corsets and feathered headpieces. And you might already be picturing yourself riding a giant rocking horse or dancing on top of a human-sized customed vintage phone. But nobody gets to that level without time and work. Also, you might not realize, but costumes suffer through quite a lot on stage, and you will definitely have to make some reparations eventually. You might find yourself having to fix bits of your costume even before you've worn it on stage for the first time. Burlesque dancing can take its toll on fragile showgirl outfits, and it's quite common for performers to always have a couple of needles and thread or fabric glue in their suitcases. Then there is the washing issue. If you don't want to damage fragile feathered/sequined/rhinestones outfits, you might want to consider dry cleaning. Check beforehand that they don't use too high a temperature, which might melt the glue/plastic, etc. There again, that's something to factor into your costume budget. One of my burlesque costumes has so many hand-sewn tassels that it can only be very gently hand-washed in warmish water and dried flat. No matter how much you take care of your costumes, some items will have to be replaced over time, and you will definitely go through more stockings and holdups than you ever thought was possible. Retiring or revamping a routine. After a few years, you might not enjoy performing some of your first routines anymore, and you will want to retire or revamp them. Updating and constantly improving on routines and costumes is part of the job. If you watch the same routine from the same performer a few years apart, I can almost guarantee you will be surprised by the differences. A very well-made, very well-sewn/crafted costume might be sold to another performer if you want to retire the routine completely, and the outfit is too specific to be used for another one. But a lot of the time, you can mix and match and reuse items from one routine to the other. I used to have a Batman-inspired routine, which I started performing with cheap costume shop wings I'd customized and an all-black corset. A couple of years later, I'd upgraded to Isis wings and a fully rhinestoned corset. Routines are alive. They change with you over time. My advice? Start with one well-crafted routine and costume and build from there. Investing in a sewing machine can be a lifesaver to make and fix your costumes. You can watch a few YouTube tutorials or take a few classes if you have no idea how to sew. If sewing really isn't your thing, don't worry. There are many ways to make a burlesque costume, which we are going to see together. Tips on making your own costumes from scratch. You can make a burlesque costume almost from scratch, without prior knowledge and without breaking the bank. You just need time and patience, and a lot of creativity. Let's start with the basics. Your costume needs to match the feel of your routine, and you need to be able to move in it. It seems obvious, but it's rather important. I made the mistake of having the most incredible headpiece made by a local milliner, especially for a routine. One of my biggest costume splurges. Sadly, the heaviness of the piece made it rather unstable, and despite my best efforts to make it hold on top of my head, it left me having to review my whole routine so that it wouldn't fall before the end. Think about the feel you want to give your routine and consider a color scheme. Let's see two very different routines from the same performer as an example. Katrina Darling's God Save the Queen and Back to Black routine. One is a cheeky nod to UK royalty. The other is a dark, slow number. What would you usually associate with UK royalty? I'm guessing you're thinking crowns, Union Jack flags, and red/gold colors. Am I right? Well, that's exactly what the performer went for with her costume. For her second piece, to Amy Winehouse's Back to Black, I'll let you guess what kind of color scheme she went for. One piece of advice I heard from my burlesque teacher 7 years ago, the costume should come after the routine. If you start creating a whole routine just to use a costume item you like, you might end up trying to make the routine fit together around it clumsily and lose track of the importance. Once you know what routine you want to do, once you know the theme, the song, then you can start tailoring your outfit to complement your routine, not the other way. A few examples. If you want to do an absinthe fairy-inspired routine, you might want to consider shades of green. For a film noir-inspired performance, you could study what 1940s actresses wore. For a devil-themed dance, you would use lots of red and orange and other fire-inspired colors and items. It doesn't matter what theme or story you want to show on stage. Everything and anything is allowed. Just make sure your costume complements and enhances your routine. Now, where to start? Let's say you're going with the absinthe fairy idea. You've got your routine idea and your song, and you started rehearsing. You've decided to go with a green theme, and you want green underwear, a green corset, and a panel skirt with matching sparkling heels. Nothing overly complicated, but you want it to look as good as possible. You're picturing something shiny and a bit 1920s decadence inspired. You could certainly buy those items, but if you want to truly make your costume personal and look every inch the professional on stage, then I recommend customizing heavily. Sequins, rhinestones, crystals, and glue guns. Meet your new favorite tools. You will never see a professional burlesque performer with a simple set of matching underwear. For our green fairy idea, for example, you could certainly buy a simple set of green underwear, or you could even simply dye a pretty white set to get the exact color you need. Though that might look great, it doesn't mean that's enough to be a costume. You have many options to make your costume shine. Let's go through a few ideas. How to make your costume shine. For underwear like corsets or shoes, Rhinestones or Swarovski crystals are a must. It's time-consuming, but the result will be worth it. Swarovski crystals are expensive, but they shine and catch the light like nothing else, and are often used by burlesque performers. You can find them online for around $5 for 100 crystals, 2 millimeters. It doesn't seem like much, but bear in mind that you could need up to 6,000 2-millimeter crystals for one pair of shoes, and a lot more if you want to cover a whole corset. Rhinestones are less pricey, around 80 cents for 100, and will also add bling to your outfit. You can buy them in bulk in haberdasheries or online. Then all you need is a glue gun or fabric glue such as Gemtac, and you'll be all set to start embellishing your underwear and corset. You can do the whole surface for maximum effect, or you can pick and choose sections to embellish. You can use one or more colors, or decide to create patterns. It's up to you. Just bear in mind that bras and bra straps often stretch a little when worn, or you might have a bad surprise when trying your creation on. A glue gun will make the rhinestone process easier, but get ready to spend a few hours of your time embellishing your costume. If you're using smaller stones, such as the 2-millimeter ones, a glue gun might be tricky to use, as it's more suited to bigger, flat stones. If you want to play with different sizes, you might have to work without for the smaller stones. For a first, I would suggest picking sections to embellish, as covering the whole surface of a corset could take you around 100 to 150 hours, or around 30 hours for a pair of shoes, still using 2-millimeter crystals. Bigger crystals will, of course, reduce the time spent. It all depends on the effect you're looking for. With 5-millimeter or 10-millimeter crystals, you could reduce the time by more than half, but you might have bigger gaps in between stones, even if you're very careful to glue them very close to each other. Another tip. It'll be easier to glue rhinestones or Swarovski crystals over an item of a similar color, as the gaps in between crystals will be less noticeable. As for the technique, simply put the hot glue tube inside the glue gun and press gently until some glue comes out. Don't wait too long before gluing the stone to the desired surface, or it might start setting. For hand gluing, avoid superglue if possible. If you miss and put some on the rhinestone, it will dull its shine. Rhinestones and Swarovski crystals are far from being the only embellishment you can use to get your outfit looking professional. You could use beads or sequins on corsets and underwear, for example. Those are better hand-sewn, so again, get ready to spend a bit of time applying them. But the result will be worth it. You can also go with a mix of materials for a unique style. There's also the cheaper and faster glitter option if you're stretched for time and money. It will look great on stage, however, don't expect it to last quite as long, and you might have to do frequent touch-ups. You will need very fine glitter for best results. The concept is simple. Apply fabric glue to the desired surface, undergarments, shoe or corset, then powder with glitter. Don't forget to cover the areas you don't want to glitter with masking tape. You can also create shapes or highlight one part of the garment. Alternatively, for a more precise result, mix 2/3 of glue and 1/3 of sparkle and apply with a paintbrush. Add as many layers as necessary. And don't worry, the glue will become transparent once dry. Let it set and apply strong hairspray or preferably an acrylic or polyurethane spray. You could also use tassels. For example, you could buy pretty curtain tassels from a haberdashery and sew them to a bra and thong to create the perfect bump and grind costume. Feathers also look amazing on burlesque costumes. Glue them one by one or sew them on so that they last longer. A quick guide to making your own nipple tassels. You could also make your own nipple tassels or pasties to match your outfit. All you need is a double-sided sticky sheet, leatherette, a shiny material of your chosen color, and whatever else you want to add to your pasties, feathers, bows, tassels so you can tassel twirl. Simply cut the desired shape into the sticky material. Pasties are often round, but heart-shaped are also common, and many performers have customized pasties matching their acts. I used to have bat-shaped ones for my Batman-inspired routine, for example. Once the desired shape is cut, stick leatherette to one side of the pasty and the desired material to the other side. The tricky part is to fold them so that they can be taped to your nipples later. For a circle shape, fold the pasties once horizontally, then once vertically. You should be able to see a bit of a cross shape on the leatherette, the back of the pasties. Cut along one of the lines up to the middle of the pasties. You should have a perfect circle with one slit. Put a tiny bit of glue on the front side of the slit, then glue the other side of the slit on top of it. This should have for effect to give your pasties the right shape to tape onto your nipples. Do try to fold without gluing at first. Now you can decorate your pasties. Go wild! You can use your glue gun again and use sequins, rhinestones, feathers, anything you like. If you want to include tassel twirling into your routine, don't forget to add one tassel in the middle. Where to find the best burlesque outfits? Okay, we've seen a few tips on how to make your own burlesque costumes, but what if you want something very specific or complicated and you're unable to do it yourself? There are many online shops dedicated to burlesque and showgirl costumes. Many performers also sell tassels, costumes, headdresses. Check out your favorite performers' social networks and websites and discover a treasure trove. Check out your favorite performers' social networks and websites and discover a treasure trove. There are often stalls at burlesque shows that can be a mine to find original, handmade burlesque accessories and to meet the creators and have a chat if you need something specific. You can also research seamstresses in your area to help you with a particular outfit, or to reshape something you found on a vintage shop. On that note, vintage shops are your friends. Vintage shops are the go-to place and a mine of amazing costume ideas. It will also guarantee you will have something authentic and unique to wear on stage. If you're going for a vintage feel, get researching vintage shops in your area. And don't hesitate to visit vintage and secondhand shops where you go. The UK, for example, has incredible secondhand shops. I once found a 1940 suit I used in a teacher routine. Get creative with your finds. Customize, resize, embellish. Follow the same steps as above if you want to make your outfit shinier and more suited to the stage.